B'ezrus Hashem, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, and the laws about entering into the Beis HaMikdash in the Sefer Avodah, in the Book of Service, where in this Perek, the Rambam discusses the prohibition of a Baal Mum, a blemished person, to the Avodah, and related psulim invalidations. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the all-encompassing problem about Mumim. Kol Kohen Shesh B'Mum, any Kohen who has a blemish, B'Mum Kavua, whether a permanent blemish, B'Mum Oiba, whether a passing blemish, Le'ikonis La'Mikdash, into the temple, from the area of the altar of the Mizbeach, and from the man within. Shemek says in the Pasuk of Yikra, Ela Pereches LeYahveh, shouldn't come to the Pereches, to the curtain, and he should not come to the altar. Now, V'mavav V'nechnasei violates, and he enters into that area, Loike gets lashes. Av Bishlevet, even if he didn't do the Avodah. V'mavav B'mekdash, and if he did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Pasal, he has invalidated V'chil Avodah, and has desecrated the service. And Voleika Afalavaida, meaning not only is he getting lashes for entering into the area of the Mizbeach V'lefnim, he's also going to get lashes for doing the Avaida. Shnemek says in the Pasuk over there, that he who has a blemish should not come near, which Mepiashim Ulamdu, from the tradition that we learn, that this prohibition is that he should not come near to do the service which this Baal Mum did. So too, even if he has a passing or temporary blemish that he did the Avaida, Pasal Voleika, it's invalid and he gets lashes, and like it says in the Pasuk, Kol Isha Shebei Mum, you could have any man who has a blemish should not come near, which Mepiashim Ulamdu, from the tradition they learned, Shezor Asar Lebal Mum Oiver, that this is a prohibition for even a passing blemish. The Ein Bali Mum Isha Avdu B'Misa, but if a blemish Kain does the void, it doesn't get the death penalty, Il B'Malkas B'Vav just gets a penalty of lashes. Now, Allah Gimel Kol Mum Kulam, all the blemishes, whether that which he has can from the moment he was born, or those that develop later on, whether it's passing, whether they're not passing, they're all going to be invalidations until they actually pass. Now, a permanent blemish, like a broken leg, or a broken hand, or passing blemish, which is like a dry type of a boil on the skin, or yalefes, or which is a moist type of a boil, this is what's called chazazes. And it's not only the blemishes which are written in the Torah itself, which are invalidating by the canon. Rather, all blemishes which are evident in the person's body, like it says in the Pasuk, Kol ish asher bo mum, any man that has a blemish, mikam okum, whatever situation they are. Ve'elaksum b'Torah, dugmeim, and those that which are written in the Torah only are examples. Now, Allah Hei, the Rambam qualifies, shleish minim mumim, there are three categories, three types of blemishes. Yesh mumim, there are blemishes, shem poisim ha-koin melavid v'behem ha-melikrab, that invalidate the koin from doing the avodah, and animals from being sacrificed. If the animal has that blemish, it's invalidation as a carbon. V'yesh mumim, now, there are other blemishes, shepoislam ba'odam bilvad malavid, which are only invalidations in the person, the kohen, from doing an avodah. And three, v'yesh mumim, she'im poislam, there are certain blemishes which do not invalidate, of nimar sa'ayin amr, but because of the appearance of, to the eye, they said, shekol kohen she'yesh be'echad mehem, any kohen that has one of them, should not do the avodah. Halachavav. So, kol mi she'yesh be'mum, whoever has from the category of the blemish, shepoislam ba'odam be'hema, which is invalidation by a human and by an animal, the avodin does the avodah b'mishogeg b'meis, whether by mistake or deliberately, avodas psula, the avodah is invalid. Evim hoye meis, if he did deliberately, like he's going to get lashes. Now, v'chamik shish b'mum and amum and amiyuchadim lo'odim avad, let's say someone that's from the second category, from those blemishes which are distinctly invalidations only for the human being, and he does the avodah. So, apishu loike, even though he gets lashes, l'chil avodas, that category has not invalidated the service. Now, if he has the third category from those things which are only because of appearance of wrongdoing, Einolika doesn't get lashes, but does share, and the service is going to be valid. Halachazai. Now, ain't possible adam el mumishim begalu. The blemishes that are invalidated by a person are only those which are revealed, which are that could be seen. Of a mumishim bechalal agub, but those which blemishes which are in the cavity of a person's body. Let's say a person's kidney was taken out, or his spleen, or he has a hole in his intestine. Although that makes him into a mortal defect, that he's a person that cannot live that long, still his service is valid. Kashem, it says in the Pasuk, the examples are Sheber Yagul, Sheber Yad, broken foot, broken hand, which Ma'il Begol, just like these examples are out and revealed, Avkol Begol, also all the blemishes are only those which are revealed. Now, Allah Chesram continues with related types of blemishes, but not physical blemishes. Hakuti, or as others have the gear says, actually should be Ha'oril, the uncircumcised, Harei Kven Necher, is like a foreigner. Shnemak says in the Pasuk Yecheskel, Kol Ben Necher, any foreign son, Erel Leva, Erel Basar, uncircumcised of the heart or uncircumcised of the flesh, so we see he's considered a Ben Necher. So Lefikach, therefore, Arul Sha'avad, if an uncircumcised kind does the Avada, Chilil Avadasa would like it, he's desecrated the service, he gets lashes, Kizar Sha'avad, just like a Necher, a foreigner, a Zar, a non-kind that does the Avada, Aval Ein Chai Misa, but he's not going to be liable for death. Halacha Tess. Kain Shayin Naisi Nashim Aveir, if a Kain married women sinfully, women that he's not allowed to marry, Eina Oivad is not allowed to avoid that Ashaya Diruhu Bezdin Al Das Rabma, until the courts make him take a vow based on the consciousness of the public. And the reason why it's done that way is Kadesh Layila Hafar, because such a vow, he cannot just go ahead and nullify it. And the reason why is Shalayis Ablachta, that he should not continue in his sin. And then he could continue doing the Avoda, the Yerim Magarsh, but then he has to come down from the Mizeach and actually divorce those wives. So let's say we're doing something else that was wrong by contaminating to dead people, which our kind is not allowed to. Pasul is invalid until he accepts upon himself in the court not to become tummy. We hear he doesn't have to make a neder because it's not as lustful and enticing as marrying someone that he's forbidden to. But he has to accept in the court that he's not going to make himself tummy anymore. Now, Vim Avar, but if he violated the Avar and he did the Avayda Koyim Shiyada before he took the vow forbidding himself on those women, or Shikablo before he took that acceptance of not becoming Tam anymore, Avapi Shunasa Bavir, although he was married in sin, Lechil Avayda, here he has not desecrated the Avayda. Halachiyot Koyim Shavad, if a Koyim does the Avayda Venivdak Venimtsachal, and they do an internal, they check him out, it gets a checkup, Venimtsachal, and turns out that he's actually a chal, which means they checked him out in his ancestry, in his lineage. And he's a chal, which if his father married a grusha, so he's a chal, he's a desecrated kohen. Now, so avidasik sher l'sha'avar. So the avodah that he had done in the past is going to be retroactively valid. But v'ein ha'avi l'habah, he's not doing the avodah from here on. V'mavid, but if he does do the avodah, still l'chil, he has not desecrated the service. Why? Because the Pasuk says in the Barim, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Hashem will bless his army, Ufoil Yodav Tirtze, or his might, and his handiwork will be desirable, but the word Cheloi is also Avchulin Shabbat Tirtze, that even the mundane, those which are the Chalalim, will also be accepted, although he shouldn't do it, but if he does it, then the Avodah of the Chalal is also going to be valid. Now, halachah enough, actually, Bezdin HaGadol, the great court, the Sanhedrin, Hayeshin Balishkas HaKazas, they would sit in the chamber of the Yom Stone there in the temple complex. The Ikram HaSein HaTadr, and the primary activities that they did over there, Shayeshin, they would sit, the Don Nesakun, and they would litigate regarding the activities of the Kohanim. Where Oboid Kimakam, they would inspect the Kohanim, like I said, they would check them out. Biyuchas and the Bemumin, two types of checkups. One regards to the ancestry, and one actually regarding like a regular checkup, a physical, regarding to see if there's any blemishes. Now, kol kohen shenimtza pasul b'yichus, any kohen that they found that to be an invalidation in his yichud, in his ancestry, lo b'shchayim, he would wear dark clothing, masatav shchayim, he would cloak himself with dark clothing, b'yitzim azar, and he would leave the courtyard because, again, he's a chol, he's not able to do that avodah. V'chomish shenimtza shalom akasha, but whoever was found intact and appropriate, which means to say he didn't have any blemishes and he had appropriate yichus, lo b'shlabanim, he would wear white, v'nichnas, he would go in, u'mishamishim ech b'kanim, he would do the service with his fellow kohanim. Now, Alachid Bey is Mishnim to Kosher B'chusa. If someone that was found to be valid in his ancestry, he's a real distinguished kohen. V'nim to Bemum, but they found him in the physical that he has that inspection that he had a blemish. So Yesha B'lishka Se'etzim. So he doesn't wear black because he is a kohen, but he has a blemish. So he sits in the chamber of the wood where Umesalei Etzim Lamarach. They would deworm it. That wood, which was necessary for the pyres on the fires of the Mesa Megdash, which that's not considered an avoided, therefore, even though he has a mummy, he could do that. And he would split the portions of the kachim with the members of his family of that day, and he would eat. Because it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, Lechem Elikav, the bread of his God, from the holy souls and the regular holes, he could eat it, although the Balmum cannot do the avoidah, but he could partake from the kachim, therefore, he would remain there, just not doing the avoidah, and he would then shear in the portions of that day's carbonus.